When Roman authority began to disappear from Britain in the early 5th century, the island did not suddenly collapse into silence. There was no single dramatic morning when every soldier marched away, every official abandoned his desk, and every Roman road became overgrown. The transformation was slower, more uneven, and far more unsettling. For almost 4 centuries, much of Britain had belonged to the Roman world. Its cities, taxes, military defenses, political institutions, trade routes, villas, and habits of daily life had been shaped by an empire that seemed permanent. Then, within a few generations, that system weakened, fractured, and largely vanished. What remained was not an empty land, but a society forced to survive without the structure that had once held it together. The departure of Roman power created one of the most important turning points in British history. It opened the way for the emergence of the Anglo-Saxon world, but that world did not appear fully formed. Before, there were kingdoms such as Wessex, Mercia, Northumbria, and East Anglia, there was uncertainty. Before the names of Hengist, Corsa, Ethelbert, or Alfred the Great entered the historical record, communities across Britain faced immediate questions of survival. Who would defend the towns and farms? Who would maintain the roads? Who would organize justice? Who would collect taxes, control trade, or negotiate with enemies? The answers were rarely simple, and they differed from region to region. For centuries, Roman Britain had been integrated into a vast imperial system stretching from the northern frontiers of Britain to the deserts of North Africa and the eastern Mediterranean. Roman rule brought military occupation, economic opportunity, cultural exchange, and political control. Britain was never completely Roman in the same way as Italy or southern Gaul, but many regions had become deeply connected to imperial life. Towns such as Londinium, modern London, Eborecum, modern York, and Verulamium, near modern St. Albans, were centers of administration, trade, and social ambition. Wealthy landowners lived in villas decorated with mosaics and heated by hypocaust systems. Coins circulated widely. Pottery, wine, oil, grain, and manufactured goods moved along roads and waterways. Military forts protected the frontiers, especially along Hadrian's Wall, while officials attempted to maintain order in the interior. Yet Roman Britain had always existed on the edge of the empire. This was both an advantage and a weakness. The island benefited from imperial protection, but it also depended on decisions made far away. When Rome was strong, Britain could receive troops, money, supplies, and administrative support. When the empire faced crisis elsewhere, Britain became increasingly vulnerable. By the late 4th century, the Roman world was under immense pressure. Rival emperors competed for power. Germanic groups crossed imperial frontiers in growing numbers. Civil wars weakened the army. Tax revenues became harder to collect. Provinces that had once seemed secure were threatened by invasion and rebellion. Britain, separated from the continent by the English Channel but tied to it economically and politically, could not escape these changes. The weakening of Roman authority in Britain was gradual. The island had already experienced serious instability during the 3rd century, when the empire entered a prolonged period of military and political crisis. Britain later became involved in the usurpation of Carausius, a Roman naval commander who declared himself emperor in 286 and ruled Britain and parts of northern Gaul for several years. His rebellion revealed that Britain could be controlled independently from a central government, at least temporarily. Even after Roman authority was restored, the episode showed how fragile imperial unity could become.